Larry London here. The world's best variety comes your way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
I'm Michael Brown from the VOA News Center in Washington. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the World Health Organization has no plans at this time to raise the global pandemic alert level for the H1N1 influenza virus, but is stressing the need for vigilance because of uncertainty about the illness. Mr. Ban said that even if the WHO were to raise the alert level by a step to its pandemic stage, it would be a statement about the geographic spread of the virus, not its severity. Meantime, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says they're learning more encouraging news about the virus.
We have started to see encouraging signs that this virus may be mild and that its spread may be limited.
The United States has reported nearly 290 cases in 36 of the 50 states. Mexico has been the epicenter of the outbreak, with more than 720 confirmed cases, including 25 deaths. But Mexican officials say the illness there has peaked and they are planning to reopen schools and businesses in the coming days. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber rammed his car into a military vehicle in the northwestern part of the country, killing at least four soldiers. Officials said the attack occurred today at a checkpoint near the city of Peshawar in the volatile semi-autonomous tribal area of Khyber. At least nine people were wounded in the attack, including several civilians. U.S. officials say President Obama will raise concerns about the security of nuclear weapons in Pakistan and nuclear material around the world in talks Wednesday with his Pakistani and Afghan counterparts in Washington. A U.S. spokesman says Mr. Obama will press Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari to continue a military drive against Taliban insurgents to prevent a situation in which extremists could threaten Pakistan's stability and nuclear arsenal. A senior U.S. military official, Admiral Mike Mullen, said he is comfortable that Pakistan's nuclear weapons are secure.
We, the United States, have invested fairly significantly over the last 3 years to work with them to improve that security, and we're satisfied, very satisfied with that progress.
Meantime, Admiral Mullen also said he is gravely concerned about the Taliban advances both in Pakistan and Afghanistan. A wave of attacks by Taliban insurgents in eastern Afghanistan Monday left nearly 30 people dead, raising security concerns ahead of the August presidential election. In Kabul, President Hamid Karzai officially registered as a candidate for re-election in the August 20th ballot. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a fresh approach to peace with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu spoke Monday to the annual convention in Washington of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. He described what he called a three-pronged approach relating to the peace process.
I believe it's possible to achieve it, but I think it requires a fresh approach. And the fresh approach that I suggest is pursuing a triple track towards peace between Israel and the Palestinians. A political track, a security track, an economic track.
Mr. Netanyahu also said Israel is ready to resume peace negotiations without any delays or preconditions. Masked assailants with grenades and automatic weapons attacked a wedding party in southeastern Turkey, killing 45 people and wounding at least six others. Soldiers cut off the roads leading to the village as they searched for the gunman. Turkey's NTV television said the fighting may have involved rival members of state-sponsored militia set up to combat Kurdish separatist guerrillas. Other reports suggested the violence was linked to a clan feud. North Korea's deputy UN ambassador has reaffirmed his country's refusal to return to the six-party talks on its nuclear program. He said his government will not return to the talks as long as the other parties are trying to infringe on the nation's sovereignty. The other nations involved in the talks are the United States, Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea. A team of UN advisors are heading to Haiti to evaluate the most appropriate ways to support government efforts toward economic and social development. They will look at its progress on implementing reforms, and they will meet with the government leaders and other officials. Last month, international donors pledged $324 million in new aid commitments to Haiti. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also visited Haiti to meet with the President, René Préval, and other officials on issues that included stability, security, and assistance. President Obama has saluted the heritage of Mexicans and the Americans in the ceremony marking Cinco de Mayo holiday today. I'm Michael Brown.